What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I don't feel trepidatious. What do we got?
We have some news. Official Francisco Alvarez news.
Uh-oh.
From the Mets. So he has been placed officially on the 10-day IL, retroactive to August 18th, with a right thumb UCL sprain. He will be reevaluated in 10 to 14 days. Hayden Springer recalled from AAA Syracuse. Paul Blackburn released. So those are the big part there. Right thumb UCL sprain for Francisco Alvarez, out about 2 weeks.
So Blackburn, he cleared waivers and they re-signed him.
Right, I missed that. Yes, and now he's officially been released.
Right.
Yeah, look, first and foremost,
that sucks for Francisco.
It sucks. You send him all the positive vibes. Obviously, he was sent down. We know that he was a little bit of a mess at the plate and behind the dish, and he needed that reset, and it worked. Like, he came back up here. He's been hitting. He's been fantastic. And he's legging out a double, a hustle play, slides into second base, hurt his thumb, what was that, last year, whatever. So now this is the opposite hand. Mm-hmm. So now this is two injuries to his both of his hands, just as he's starting to heat up. I think you just have to have this conversation. Francisco Alvarez is injury prone. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to be injury prone his whole career, but he's gotten hurt a lot.
Well,
here.
He's gotten hurt, but he's gotten hurt because he's not being a smart baseball player.
Mm.
And if you are particularly someone who needs your hands, and catchers need them, really any baseball player, because if you're a position player, you got to hit. If you're a pitcher, you got to pitch. So you need your hands.
Yep.
And so when you're sliding into second base, don't go hand first. Right, and if you do, make sure you get your hands up.
Yep,
right,
gotta get those fingers up.
Get the fingers up. I honestly, you just gotta drill it into his head. Slide feet first, even if it gives you a greater chance of being tagged out. Slide feet first. You're much more important being available for the next inning, series, play, whatever, than getting a double, legging out the double.
I mean,
it's frustrating. Because it feels like you can now say he's injury prone, but it's really just bad baseball, like IQ.
Yeah, and now what this does for the Mets, and obviously, like Paulie said, they'll reevaluate. And I hate speculating on injuries. I never want to say, like, oh, what does this mean for the rest of the season? I think you just take with whatever the Mets say, they'll reevaluate, and then we'll go from there. So he's going to be gone for whatever the 10 days, whatever the minimum is, and then we'll go from there. So in the meantime, it's Luis Torrens, who I like a lot, but you're not going to get the offense from Torrens that you would get from an Alvarez, but you know behind the plate, he puts on a clinic night in, night out. Now, the Mets' offense, which has woken up, and Alvarez has been a good part of that, you think that they could, at this point, you know, sort of sustain a blow like this because they are scoring runs. They are putting up some numbers there offensively. So even though they're going to shorten their lineup a little bit now because Luis Torrens just is not going to produce offensively like Alvarez can when he's hot, you can live with that now because you know you're not losing anything defensively. And if the lineup continues to hit the way it's hit, this injury won't be, you know, catastrophic for the team, and you hope he just comes back in 10 days or so, and they go from there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You hope it's just a minor sprain and not a tear that's going to require surgery.
Absolutely.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.